السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. هذا المسيء هذا الطاهب دامت بركاته أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Thursday, beautiful rain throughout South Africa. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with afiyat and good health. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم معنا سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا to our technician brother Junaid Khan. جزاك الله خيرا. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 25th of Shawwal, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 45, Suratul Jasiya, and verses number 33 and 34. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us what will happen and occur on the Day of Justice. وَبَدَى لَهُمْ سَيِّئَاتُ مَا أَمِلُوا. The vices and the sins they committed, the kufr, the blasphemy, the shirk, the idol worship, and polytheism, the nifaq and hypocrisy, all that will become manifest to them, the evil they perpetrated and committed. وَحَاقَ بِهِمْ, and it will envelope them, encompass them. مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ, all that which they were mocking, ridiculing and belittling. They used to make a mockery of Islam and Muslims. So now the punishment has enveloped them and there is no escape and no refuge on that day. Then Almighty Allah Jalla Wala never ever forgets. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا. So what will be the meaning here? وَقِيلَ الْيَوْمِ, it will be told to them on that day of justice. نَنْسَاكُمْ, we have abandoned you. We have left you. كَمَا نَسِيتُمْ, as you have abandoned and forgotten, O human being who is sane and mature. لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا, the meeting of your day today, the day of justice. You said you are a secularist, you got no time for religion. You said you are a capitalist, your aim is just to make money and collect interest. You said you are a democrat and you wanted to follow the masses who are asses. And all that you continued with, كَمَا نَسِيتُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا, so you were not interested in the final day, the day of meeting Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. The hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Man ahabba liqa' Allah, ahabba Allahu liqa'ahu. Those who love to meet Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Allah loves meeting them. Wa man kariha liqa' Allah, kariha Allahu liqa'ahu. And those who hate and despise and detest meeting Almighty Allah, Allah hates and despises them as well. And Almighty Allah abandons them. How they abandon the Quran Sharif, how they are the ones who abandon Islam. They rejected the message and the messenger, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the meeting of Almighty Allah, hence the final result. وَمَأْوَاكُمُ النَّارِ, and your resting place is the fire. وَمَا لَكُم مِّن نَاصِرِينَ, and for you there'll be no helper, no assistant on that day. You can't call any senior counsel, Queen's counsel, any attorney, any barrister, any advocate. No one will come to your assistance. This is the day of justice. Almighty Allah gave every person sufficient chance and opportunity that to repent repent and make amends. But what happens to this modern human being? وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي Whosoever turns away from my reminder, my Quran, my teaching, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَى I will make this worldly life miserable and wretched for him. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ We will resurrect him on the day of justice blind. All he, that person, will say, Rabbi, O my sustainer, nourisher, لِمَا حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى Why have you resurrected me blind? وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا In the worldly life I could see, maybe no need for spectacles or contact lenses also. قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا Allah Jalla Wala simultaneous answer. My verses came to you, فَنَسِيتَهَا You forgot it. You became a hafiz. You learned so many surahs and then you abandoned it. You found the TV. You found entertainment. You found boyfriend, girlfriend, much more interesting. Allah forbid, Aliyazu Billah. Oh, the non-Muslim. You made a mockery of it. You abandoned it. Get out today. وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى Today you will be abandoned and dispatched straight to hell. Surah 20. Chapter number 20, Surah Taha, and Almighty Allah is teaching us in verse number 124, 125, 126. Allahumma ahfadna minhu. O people, brothers, sisters, we have attached ourselves to Quran Sharif. Daily read it and never abandon it. Otherwise, Allah forbid, we might be resurrected blind. Non-Muslims see the world. Everywhere Islam and Muslims are under attack. And for themselves, they have a different law. And this has become so apparent in the Western world. And the people who cry for humanity and human rights and democracy. But they are the biggest perpetrators of terrorism and of murder and genocide. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. 25th of Shawwal, 1446. Abu Mazin. Do you know who is Abu Mazin? Abu Mazin is the kunya, the agnomen of Mahmud Abbas. One side you have the Palestinian Authority and on the other side you have Hamas. So he, Mahmud Abbas, you can take my fatwa and quote it in any part of the world. This is our verdict. He, Mahmud Abbas, is a pakka, kafir, murtad, shaitan, harami and khabis. So yesterday he delivered a speech, a fiery speech. He called Hamas, Ya Aulad al-Kalb. خَلِّسُوا الْأُسَارَى He said, you sons of a dog, why don't you just hand over all your arms and release all the hostages? My answer to you, Mahmud Abbas and your team, يَبْنَ الْخِنْزِيرِ you son of a swine, you are worse than the son of a swine. You are the person who let down the Palestinians. You are the person who's a puppet for Israel. You want to impress Israel and America. You son of a swine and a pig. So that is what we will call you. If you call my brothers the son of a dog, so that is the title that is apt for you, you harami. So that is our response to him. India closes the border with Pakistan and says those Pakistanis who are within Indian borders, within 48 hours they must be out of India. And all agreements regarding now the water arrangement and the borders all closed now, finished, all suspended and so forth. So this is India. But now people say, but you know, they in Indian administered Kashmir, the Muslims, they killed 26 tourists. And these tourists were local domestic tourists, non-Muslim Hindus. And they murdered them, killed them. Yes, I say so. But I also agree. But what about, you must remember, Modi and his Hindutva, that he wants to make it a Hindu kingdom and the Muslims must be treated as second, third, fourth class. You steal our land, you murder our people, you rape our women and you enact laws which are always against Islam. So there has to be an action and a reaction as well. So me, on my part, I have no sympathy, empathy for this 26 people. They deserve what they got, and they shook the Hindu government of Modi, which we consider to be an apartheid government, and which we consider that they are the children of Israel. Israel tells them, do this to the Muslims, do that to the Muslims. After all, the Quran Kareem taught us, chapter 5, verse 82, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemy today, tomorrow, in the future, will always be the Yahud and the Jews, and the Mushrikeen and the Hindus. We never ever said every Jew or every Hindu, but we definitely are saying and will say, majority Jews, majority Hindus, our enemies. You just have to look the unholy alliance between Israel and India, both of them terrorist regimes and apartheid regimes. The rabbis in America are demanding that Ben Gvir, the Harami, the super terrorist, show his event and lecture program there in the Yale University must be cancelled and so forth. See that? So how the Jutlas are now fighting with one another. Ben Gvir in America says, listen carefully, you Jutlas and Jutlis, and you Jews and Jewess and Zionists. Ben Gvir says that we must burn their food stocks, we must burn their water supplies, we must burn it. And he says the Republicans agree with me in America. If a Muslim had to say, burn the Jutlas and burn them, so they will be called the biggest terrorists. And the Zionist media will carry that for weeks and weeks. But this is Jutlas, our message to you, Ben Gvir, and to Smotrich, and to Netanyahu, the Harami. So remember, war criminal, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Trump is getting very, very upset. Zelensky say, go to hell. We're not going to recognize Crimea as Russia. So then Trump says, we will walk away. He say, walk away, go to hell. So these two are fighting like cats and dogs, you must remember. Yesterday, 40 people murdered, martyred in Gaza. And for you Jutlas, more sharks are coming. You see, the Jutla, who was not circumcised, and the shark came. You see, that yesterday I told Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahab, my Honorable Ustad, Hazrat, aapko pata hai ki kya hua? Ek kirsh aya, or ek kirsh is Arabic, you see. Aur usne ye Yehudi zalim ko jo ghair makhtoon tha, he was not circumcised. To ye machi ne barabar isko circumcised kiya, iska khitan kiya. And that he laughed, you know, he was... So I added a lot of masala. So that Jutla, he was Barak Zakh. He's in the army from 1999. How many Palestinian men, women, children, babies you killed, you harami? Justice from Allah. Allah ki lati be awaze. Barak Zakh, go to hell. Good riddance, remember that. And in that area, more sharks are coming. And our Palestinians now, they took that shark and they put a nice pagri, a nice turban on it and wrote, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah and Hamas. So even the sharks are supporting Hamas, alhamdulillah. West Bank is being already annexed by the Jutlas. Earthquakes in Turkey, 6.2 on the Richter scale. People are running for their lives, helter skelter. They say Istanbul, Turkey is prone to all these things. Allah make it for Allah protect us. Israeli say the Pope is also anti-Semite. I ask you a question, you whiteys, you Westerners, you who are against Islam and Muslims. Now the Pope is dead. There's no hope for the Pope, right? Saturday is his funeral. Then they will start voting for who? For the new Pope and so forth. So why a Pope must always be a white? Why a Pope must always be a male? Why those who are voting must all be male? There's not one single female who got a vote there. So is that not terrorism? Is that not racism? Is that not against your democracy? When Afghanistan does it, they are terrorists and they are backwards and orthodox. And when the papacy and when the Pope and the Christians do it, then it is progress, you haramis. You whiteies, you are the biggest racist on this earth. Let me tell you that. And don't come teach me about apartheid. We know what is apartheid. Nobody can teach us about it. China rejects Boeings. You see, it will take your Boeing, get out here. We don't want nothing to do with you, America. Boeing is looking for customers. 40 Boeings are ready, the planes. Now they're looking for potential customers. I like this president. I would love to meet him. In Burkina Faso, President Ibrahim Touré, he said any politician caught guilty, straight jail. And there's no freebies here and so forth. Education free of charge. All the mines and all that nationalized. America is blowing its exhaust pipe and all pipes. They even threatened him, we will come and make regime change. He said, come, we will fight till the end. We will never be your slaves. That is Muslim. That is Muslim. Ibrahim Touré, we are proud of you, Burkina Faso. Get rid of those whiteies and show them you can go to hell. We don't need you. We will do our own things here. So many parts of Israel are on fire and burning. Alhamdulillah. Allahumma harrik buyutahum. Allahumma dammir diyarahum. Allahumma khali bayna qulubim wa sufufim. Listen to this war criminal, Prime Minister of Israel, the harami, BB states, you understand? Satan Yahu, if Israel falls, the world will fall. We say if Israel falls and America falls, then there will be justice and peace on this earth, and both of you are going to fall. Trump is trumpeting away. Saudi Arabia media says that he will visit, you must remember, Saudi on May the 13th. So May the 13th is a Tuesday. So he will be there and come back with his $1 trillion and make MBS a donkey and a murtad and so forth. So that is what happens there. Saudi Arabia, the idiots and donkeys, what else can you call them? Last week they announced that people will be able to enter Makkah and all that for Umrah. 29th April is the last day. Now, day before yesterday, midnight, they announced no Umrah people allowed. I got so many questions. People stuck at Jeddah airport. People stuck at other airports. Some in Ihram, in consecration. And now the Saudi regime, Najdi regime, Wahhabi, Salafi, Haramis. So now they say, no, you can't enter. Is your father's haram dead? The haram don't belong to MBS, nor to Salman, his father, nor to Abdul Aziz, his grandfather. It belongs to Almighty Allah. It's time for a regime change there. Allahumma ahlik ala Saud, kama ahlakta Ada wa Thamud. Ya Allah, decimate the Saud family and the murtads who are there and fooling the ummah. Listen to these people, the whiteies. They want to play good man now. So Britain, Germany, France, tell Israel this blockade must end immediately. Humanitarian aid must be allowed into Gaza, and you are violating international law. Since when you, Britain, Germany, France, became such good people, you haramis? Are you not contributing to the genocide? Who gave Israel arms and ammunition? Who is supporting them for the past 80 years plus minus? You all are the biggest haramis, and that is why they feel so emboldened and so forth. So you must remember that. Jordan, there's another harami. Jordan, King Abdullah and his puppets. Jordan outlaws the Muslim Brotherhood and confiscate their assets. Imagine they steal their money and everything else. We stand with the Muslim Brotherhood. We stand with Hamas. We stand with Taliban. We say all these others are the enemies, all these Arab rulers and so forth. They are the ones who are the biggest haramis and murtads. You must remember that. EU imposes fine on Meta and Apple. $800 million, you see that? So they got their own thing. I agree with this. The ANC made a big blue, whether it was on Mandela, whether it was on Mbeki, whether it was, you must remember, Cyril, or whoever else. So you must remember, why didn't you demand the white apartheid regime to give you reparations? And they must pay compensation for their so many years of apartheid. EFF, one of their major people there in their party, says, AUANC, instead of increasing the VAT, You must impose on these whiteys who are millionaires and billionaires an apartheid tax instead of the VAT increase. I agree with that. That's a good thing you should do. That all of them who are multi-billionaires impose a tax on the whiteys. And when we liberate Palestine, you Jutta is going to pay. And I'm telling you from now, Tembisa Hospital, second time it's burnt. But it's ANC running the show. Their cameras are not working, the CCTV. What the hell is working? And you tell me, you ANC. Everything you destroy, you're hopeless, man. Me, I'm very happy. I never ever voted for you, and I'll never vote for you. In Haman's Kraal, one principal there, you know, I use the term Haman's Kraal. If you go toward Polokwane and all that, Petersburg, Potis, you understand, Makupani, you will pass Haman's Kraal. I made a Jumma there once. The two brothers, I forget their name, they invited me. So anyway, the principal, he gave some corporal punishment and so forth. They say he assaulted a student, so he has been removed, and now there will be big problems for him and so forth and so on. Yes, lot of rain here. Yeah. We make dua now. Allahumma hawa alayna wa la alayna. Ya Allah, send the rain to other parts of the world where there is great need for it. So today, inshallah, 8:30 to 9 o'clock will be Mufti Karani, and then inshallah, 11 to 12, today in our PMPRO program, we will discuss, Mozaid and myself, Ijtima. Tabligh and Ijtima started by Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Nawwarullah Murqadahu, 1926. So we'll speak of all that, inshallah. 1 to 2 tafsir. And tonight, O Ummah, wake up, read Surah Kahf. Man qara'a Surah Al-Kahf Laylat Al-Jumu'ah, adha'a lahu min al-nur ma baynahu wa bayn al-bayt al-atiq, rawahu ad-darmi bi sanadin sahih. It's an authentic hadith, you must remember. He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, you read Surah Kahf anytime tonight, remember the night of Jumu'ah, wherever you are, then Allah will bless you with nur, radiance, effulgence from where you are, right till the Baytullah, Kaaba Musharrafa, authentic hadith in Darmi. Akthiru min as-salati alayya yawm al-jumu'ah. The best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best night, on the best day of the week, yawm al-jumu'ah, laylatul jumu'ah, the night of Friday, the day of Friday. Durood Sharif, Salawat, Salutation, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah grant us tawfiq. Ji, Maulana, we have 15 minutes, or 12, 30 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, what is the ruling regarding a girl who marries and moves away from her birthplace? Should she still read full Salah when she goes back to visit, or can she read Qasr Salah?
Once you got married, I married my wife, she's from Durban and I'm from Heidelberg, now I'm in Lens. So now when we go to East Pingo Beach, so you know her two brothers passed away in 5 days. Motabai Ahmed Mota passed away last week Thursday, Hafiz Suleiman passed away Tuesday. So he's in East Pingo Beach, he was there. Allah grant him and grant all of them and all our marhumin, Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So we go there for a weekend and so forth. So she will read Qasr. She will read the Qasr Salat. She's a Musafir there. And here, where she lives with me, she will read full Salat. So where she grew up, the wife with her parents, so once she gets married, so that place is no more. Her Watanul Asli, now her home. Her home is where she lives and stays with her husband. So that is the law, you must understand.
I want to know the name Rayyan, a good name for a boy. Does it have a meaning?
La yadkhuluhu illa as-sa'imun. Authentic hadith, you must remember Mishkat, Mustad Ahmad and various compilations. Rayyan is the door of Jannah and none will enter it, a big portal, except those who are the fasting people. What is the meaning of Rayyan? Dwiddul Atash. During the fasting time, we are feeling thirsty, and this is to quench your thirst. Once you enter Babur Rayyan, La yazma'u ba'dahu abada. You will never ever feel thirsty again, and you will be always remember wonderful. So wonderful name, keep the name Rayyan, double Y double A, R-A-Y-Y double A-N. Excellent name, mashallah.
Mufti Sahab, I wanted to fast today, but I overslept, didn't get up for Sehri. Fajr time made intention to fast, is it okay?
100% if you are fasting for Shawwal and you made intention, so it's fine, no problem with that, your fast is valid. If you are fasting for Qadha, and then you must remember, according to all four schools, if you are making intention for Qadha, so before Suhoor time, Sehri time ends, here by us it ends at 5:10, here in Johannesburg and all these areas surrounding, so you must remember, so 5 o'clock, 5 past 5, you made intention, you're keeping Qadha fast, so totally valid. Always remember this, your Nafil fast, your Sunnat fast, voluntary fast, you make intention 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, you didn't eat, drink anything, there was no husband-wife relationship and all that in the early part of the morning, and you say, okay, I will fast, valid according to all four schools. And for Qadha fast, before Sehri time ends, you must make your intention, then only will your Qadha fast be valid, so we must draw that distinction and dichotomy.
Mufti Sahab, why does Janaza Salah has only four takbir and a salam and no other postures?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, remember in chapter 57 and Surah 59 and verse number 7. What does Almighty Allah teaches us? Chapter 59 and verse number 7. وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. What Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded you to do, what he brought for you, so that is what you must practice on and accept it. وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. And what he prohibited you from, so from that you must abstain and refrain. So that is the command of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And that is enshrined in the Noble Quran, chapter number 59, verse number 7. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Read your salat as you see me performing salat. So remember that for janaza, salat, funeral prayer, we must be standing. Then Allahu Akbar for the four takbirs are compulsory. And then you make salam. The Hanbalis only say you make one salam, like how they do in Makkah, Medina and so forth. Everybody else, Shafi'is, Malikis and the Hanafis say two salams. So even when you read behind them, you make two salam. So why is it like that? So it is a gift we are giving back to Almighty Allah. I was the imam for my beloved father, mother, brother. So now we are crying, we are, you know, grieving. But we are saying, Ya Allah, Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. So remember that it is you who gave us our beloved father, mother, brother, whoever. So we will relish and cherish that, but you are the ultimate owner. So in Islam, we bury quickly. Now see the Pope. He died Monday and only Saturday they're going to bury. Already, Surah 40, verse number 46. النار يؤردون عليها هدوا وعشيا. The Pharaoh fracked and died like a dog in the water. And today his body lies there. Remember in the Pharaonic Museum and is being punished day and night. So non-Muslims, that if you see how they delay, they already being punished. You must remember that. So in Islam, everything is done. Simplicity. And we don't have ruku and sajda. Why? Ruku, sajda, bowing down, prostrating, is only, solely, exclusively for him, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala.
Mufti Sahab, my wife and I have zakat money to pay. My son is heavily in debt. Can we pay our zakat directly to the people that he is owing?
It means you are giving your son zakat, totally haram it is, there's ijma consensus on that. Whether you give it to him directly, or whether you give it to his creditors, or whoever else he is owing, all that haram, your zakat will not be discharged, nor of the father, nor of the mother. Always remember this usul and principle, zakat, the 2.5% charity, voluntary debt of charity, which is not voluntary, but mandatory and compulsory, cannot be paid to your children, grandchildren, cannot be paid to your parents, grandparents, totally haram, and the zakat will not be valid, will not be discharged, totally haram, not permissible.
Mufti Sahab, what dua can I recite to have a good memory?
Excellent, read Ya Qawiyu, Ya Qawiyu. When we were becoming Hafiz by our Honorable Ustad, Hafiz Ibrahim Dimalia, Hafizahullah. So we find that 68, 69, 70. I started 68, ended 70 with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. So we find that. Then Afsab told us after first salat, read Ya Qawiyu, Ya Qawiyu. Put your hand on your forehead and read 7 times. So Imam just makes salam, we 5, 6, 8, 9, 10, whatever, the numbers would fluctuate. Hafiz boys, everyone busy, Ya Qawiyu, Ya Qawiyu, because the competition is on. Who's going to have a good memory and who's going to complete the hifz first and so forth. Excellent question for today and tonight. Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda, Fatih Khaybar, the conqueror of Khaybar. Haydar Qarrar, they sent so many jutla straight to Jahannam and to the hellfire. 94 jutlas were sent in Muharram, the 7th year of the Hijrah, straight to hell, good riddance. So he, Haydar Qarrar, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu came, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm learning, I'm forgetting, fine. So Thursday night after Maghrib, after Isha, any time, read Surah Fatiha, Surah Yasin. Second rakat, Surah Fatiha, Surah Dukhan. Chapter 44 and 59 verses. Surah Yasin, 83 verses. Thereafter, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, chapter 32, 30 verses. And read Surah Mulk, chapter 67, 30 verses. So you read it like how we read the Sunnah de Muakkada before Zuhr. 4 rakats, and salatan, or khamsan, or sab'an, 3 consecutive weeks, or 5 weeks, or 7 weeks. He came back and said, I remember now, I'm not forgetting. Allah bless me with retentive memory. Those of you who know it, you're doing hifz and so forth, so read it, Surah Yasin, Surah Dukhan, in this sequence, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, Surah Mulk. You don't know these surahs, look inside the Quran Sharif and read it. And thereafter perform 2 rakat Salatul Hajat and say, Ya Allah, bless me with a powerful retentive memory. And my advice to you, for myself, for all of you, stay away from all vices and sins. Then Allah will give us a wonderful, powerful retentive memory. Wattaqullah wa yuallimukumullah.
Mufti Sahab, can females read Qunut Nazila in the Fajr Salah? And if yes, how and where should it be read?
Well, mashallah, we encourage it. You must remember, read it. So in your first salat, so always Qunut Nazila will be read in the first salat. So in your second rakat, Qul A'udhu Bil Falaq, you read in the first rakat after Surah Fatiha. In the second rakat, you read Surah Nas after Surah Fatiha. Then you went into Ruku. So after the ruku, you stood up, Sami Allahu liman hamida, and then you must read, Allahumma hadina fi man hadait, wa afina fi man afait, wa tawallana fi man tawallait, wa barik lana fi ma atait, wa qina sharra ma qadait. So the same dua yesterday, Hazrat Mufti Zahul Aksab was teaching us, the students. So Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu an, Sibtu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved Nawasa, the beloved grandson, he says, Allamani Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the master alayhi salatu salam taught me this dua. The hadith is sahih, mentioned in Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah. And then you add words, Allahumma ansur al-Islam al-Muslimin, Allahumma alayka bil-Yahudi al-Zalimin al-Muhtallin al-Mustawtinin. You ulama and students use that word, al-Mustawtinin, referring to the settlers. Allahumma ahlikum kama ahlakta Adaw wa Thamud. Then read, Allahumma ahfaz bilad al-Haramain al-Sharifain min kulli su'in wa makruh, Allahumma tahir al-Majid al-Aqsa min al-Yahudi al-Ghasibin. So you make dua like that. Your sisters also must learn it. Everything in Arabic, when you finish, you say, Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi, Allahu Akbar, and you go straight into sajda. So that's how you read the Qunut Nazila.
Mufti Sahab, we'll take the last question. Can you give us some advice from your years of marriage? Nowadays, couples just after a few months are facing problems. Mufti Sahab, can you please give some advice to the girls out there?
Yesterday I received a question, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And I was like half crying, I'm reading the question. This lady writes, I think it was a WhatsApp or email, I can't even remember, because, you know, so many things come this way here. So she says, I'm married, everything, and we all arrange everything. So the husband, he gave me, you understand, gifts and everything and what have you and so forth. Maybe they spend time together and what have you, you understand, in khalwa, privacy and everything they did. But he says there was no real consummating of the marriage, meaning that he didn't make dukhul and, you know, consummate the marriage and so forth. So then he gave divorce. Imagine that they didn't consummate the marriage, maybe 1 month, 2 months, whatever the case might be, and now he divorced. Now he, this husband, he's telling her, I want the mahar back, I want the jewelry back, I want the money back. I told her, you tell him, Quran says, Sunnah says, it's haram for you to take all this. Quran Kareem teaches us, chapter 4, verse 21, 22, وَآتَيْتُمْ إِحْدَاهُنَّ قِنْطَارًا. You gave your wives millions and billions, then you're not allowed to take anything back from her. Allah is saying, أَتَأْخُذُونَهُ بُهْتَانًا. Are you casting now slander on your wife? وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. And remember, it's a major, major sin, absolutely haram. Chapter 4, verse 21, 22. Hadith Bukhari Sharif, you gave a gift. I gave Maha Salim Kareem a gift. Inshallah, it will never ever happen. Then Allah forbid, we had an argument. I told Maulana that book, that pen, the money I gave you, give it back to me. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. And Maaf, I'm just using example, Maulana. So now you as a husband, you tell your wife, I want the mahar, I want the jewelry, I want the money. Al-a'idu fi hibatihi kal-kalbi ya'udu fi qay'ihi. Remember that the person who gave a gift, I gave Junaid Murtaz, you understand? And then I tell him I want it back. The example parable is like the dog. And the dog vomits and then it licks that vomit. Your example is like that. Absolutely haram for you. How dare you tell her that? You mustn't give him a cent. And tell him I said so. So my advice to all of you is what advice we can give we ordinary mortals and sinners and gunegar and so forth. We give you the day Maha Salim Kareem got married, the day Junaid got married, the day I got married, whoever performed the nikah, he read certain verses. Every verse had to do with taqwa. So if the husband-wife lead a life of taqwa, they both want to fulfill the rights of Almighty Allah and they want to fulfill the spouse right, then you're on the right path. Our problem today is what? We don't want taqwa in our life. We want a liberal lifestyle. Hajki, Marana, you got an excellent voice. I know you like poetry and that you must use this. Haj ki kaaba ki bhi, haj ki ganga ki bhi, razi rahe rahman bhi, khush rahe shaitan bhi. Me, I only know 4 or 5 poems, you understand? So I'm on my field that. So I just learned from Hazrat Mufti Sahib or this one, that one. So people, they went to make Hajj Umrah by Baytullah. Then they went to the Ganges River there in India. Why? They want to please Allah also, they want to please Shaitan also. You see, that's the ummah today. We want to please everybody. We don't worry pleasing Allah and Nabi alayhi salam. So that is the tragedy and therefore everything falls apart. Make it your life aim. I want to please my Allah. I want to please Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even if people are displeased with me, then Allah will unite you, husband, wife. Allah will unite you, parents and children. Allah give us all tawfiq. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.